Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign, and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Can the American dream survive these challenging times? Join Roosevelt University for the virtual American Dream Reconsidered Conference, September 14th through the 17th. Experts and activists will share their thoughts on voting rights, racial justice, LGBTQ rights, and more. Presenters include Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, historian Martha Jones, Brave Space Alliance founder Lasaya Wade, and many more. For details, visit roosevelt.edu/American Dream. That's roosevelt.edu/American Dream.
The ultimate treatment for visibly brighter, firmer skin. New Super C Serum from Strivectin. A skincare science breakthrough powered by two forms of stabilized vitamin C and acerola cherry to brighten dull, tired skin. Plus retinol to smooth rough texture and fine lines. Strivectin's proprietary Nia 114, a form of niacin, strengthens the skin barrier for a glowing complexion. Visit Strivectin.com and save 20% off your first Super C purchase with code Super C. That's Strivectin.com, code Super C.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Hulu has live sports again. That means you can watch plenty of basketball, baseball, and hockey on Hulu Plus Live TV. And you get access to the largest streaming TV library. Start your free trial today so you don't miss a moment of the action. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off.
Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We got a lot of people who want to check in. David, let's get to the phone lines. We'll start with Jack on the road. I'm sorry, we'll start with Joe. Joe's on the road. Hey, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Hey guys, how are you today?
Good.
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I've been listening to your conversation about Mitch the idea of you a flawed quarterback and you have to build around him, that concept that you're talking about. I mean, what did the Bears do to build around Mitch? Who was their, outside of Allen Robinson, who was their receiver? And what about who was their tight end? And how was that offensive line last year? I mean, he's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, you know, how did they build around him is my question to you. And what do you think or do you feel that they have?
Well, I mean, that's revisionist history, to be honest with you, because when you look at they went out and they signed Trey Burton. They got Allen Robinson. They drafted Anthony Miller in the second round. They drafted David Montgomery to fit the offense. They did things offensively to make it more conducive for Mitch Trubisky to succeed. He didn't. He didn't.
And he's talented.
You can't put that all on Mitch Trubisky, but a big part of it was he was too inaccurate. He wasn't processing things at the line of scrimmage, and he wasn't making the right decisions, and he had the talent around him. Now, there were injuries. There were other things that contributed, but right. Don't tell me the Bears did not surround him or make an attempt to put talent around this guy to fit the offense.
But didn't Ryan Pace say something along those lines? I mean, it was fascinating to hear him talk about it's not all on Mitch, and you know, we need to get more around him and all that. Who's in charge of that, I wonder? Who would be the person that would be in charge of getting the people around the quarterback? It's just, again, you know, we can't just talk about these things like they're happening. Oh, look at that team over there, the one that I built.
They spent a second-round draft pick on Anthony Miller. They went out and overpaid for Taylor Gabriel, correct? The speedster.
That's right.
The guy
that's
who was
right.
supposed to be ideal there. Trey Burton yes. was supposed to be the tight end that was that's your right. safety valve on third down, goodness sakes. Allen Robinson is who he is. I mean, he's one of the best receivers in the NFC. I don't know. I don't know what more excuse you can make for a guy. You just, at some point, it's on the player to come through and make a play.
Let's try Jack. Jack's on the road. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, yeah, that's a great topic we're talking about, because all I'm going to say is I felt Matt Nagy last year did not have his team ready to play football, period, regardless.
Well, I think you cut out there, but if you were saying that Nagy didn't have his team ready to play football, they certainly didn't start the year very well. And I don't know, David, if you had a low light to the season, a point where it was almost like they hit the point of no return. It was, to me, it was London. To go into that game and seeing them lose to that Raiders team in the fashion in which they did, and seeing John Gruden in the locker room making fun of the dancing for dollars or whatever the hell they were doing, I don't know. That's felt like a low point.
Well, for me, I think it was the Saints game. You know, I think the Saints mm-hmm. game, it was a home game. You had high expectations, and you know, the Bears forgot that they actually could hand off and have a running game to speak of, and it was, you know, a combination of ineffectiveness with running game negligence and then no explanation. So I think, yeah, you could pick many different flashpoints in last year's disappointment, and you would be right. London is correct. The Saints was almost as bad, either all of the above, and it gives them a lot of motivation heading into, you know, week one, which is, you know, days away now.
Let's try Tom. Tom is on with Mully and Hall. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, just want to say, you know, we're all pretty lucky to even have or talking about football so far this year. And, you know, the situation with Mitch is almost the same as what it was when Glennon was quarterback. And, you know, it's put up or shut up for Glennon, and Mitch came in. So now I think it needs to be Mitch put up or shut up. And because Foles has performed the best coming off the bench, I think Mitch needs to have one more chance, and that's about it. I mean, I think, you know, put your money where your mouth is, and if he doesn't perform, bring Foles in. I think that's the way it needs to go.
I think that's probably what's going to happen. That's what Dave Wasta thinks.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I agree with what you're saying, but I don't think, you know, do you give him one more chance because – you drafted him in the first round, because you moved up to draft him in the first round, because you didn't draft a couple other guys at the same position? Or do you give him one more chance because you've seen something that you believe you can build on? And to me, that is all part and parcel of what we're talking about with Mitch here. I get it. You know, there's a global pandemic, and you know, there are a lot of things going on, and a lot, and you know, we are lucky to have football, and I'm going to enjoy it for as long as it lasts, and I hope they get the season in, and I hope everything works out, but I can't wait for this thing to start. I'm very interested in how it's going to go and what's going to happen and all the rest of it. But, you know, I don't believe that you have the right to a job. I think you have to win it. And I think what we've seen is they went out and replaced Mitch, but they didn't have enough time for this guy to earn the job. And we keep talking about this idea that, you know, continuity is going to pay off for teams, because if you've got the same back, you're ahead of everyone else. But they don't have the same back. They did fire the coaching staff. They did clean out their offensive coaching rooms because of the failure of their offense. And I don't know how you don't hold everyone accountable and just a few guys.
And that's why if they stick with Mr. Trubisky, I understand the logic, but I think they're doing it wrong, because this is a continuity that they're trying to embrace by staying with the same quarterback who has a camaraderie with the players in the huddle. You changed everything else. You got a new coaching staff. You have different players to some degree. You don't have your running back, but that's incidental. But I think that you went sort of halfway, and now you're going to stick with the same quarterback and hope for different results. I don't know about that. I just don't know. Look, Matt Nagy is a likable guy. I like Matt Nagy. I know we both do. I think you get to a certain point in your career because of your instincts, because of your intelligence and your intellect, all these things, but also because you've played the right hunches. This is a hunch that Matt Nagy is going to play whoever he decides to insert as the week one starter. And to a large degree, is Matt Nagy betting on himself, playing a hunch because you haven't seen enough of Nick Foles, and maybe you think things are going to be different with Mitch Trubisky. I'm not sure why, but if he plays Mitch, it's because he believes that and he's playing a hunch.
You know, and I got to tell you, maybe what he's playing is we can start with Mitch, and if it doesn't work out, we've got an option. If we start with Foles and it doesn't work out, do I trust the option? Maybe that is, the order just appeals to him more.
That is probably the logic he'll follow, because you have seen Nick Foles come off the bench. He's the NFL's best reliever, if you want to put it in those terms. And we don't know if Mitch could do that or not. I think it's a bit of a crutch, though, to be honest with you. It's almost like you're anticipating failure. And that's what I'm talking about when we go back to, when we talk about, well, you don't have an identity. I don't know what our identity is. I'd like football coaches who tell me, even though it may only be half true, tell me something to believe in, and then they believe it in themselves. You're basically telling me that Mitch Trubisky is going to start because Nick Foles will be a better replacement when Mitch fails. I get it, but it's predicated on Mitch failing, that plan. So it's designed to fail. Tell me something good. Tell me that this is going to work. Our scheme is different because we have new coaches. We got a guy who fits it in Nick Foles. That's why we gave him $21 million with an M, million dollars. And tell me that is why this offense is going to be different, not the other stuff.
Jeff Sinskoki, we'll close it out with Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I feel like we're like constantly spinning our wheels here. And it pains me to say this. I'm a diehard Bears fan. We're not going anywhere until we get a quarterback. And I look at a team like Jacksonville, they're way ahead of the curve. They already have a better future than the Bears, because they're putting themselves in position to land a generational quarterback. And the Bears are still going to be spinning their wheels with these two jamokes next year again, or whomever they bring in the quarterback room. And it sucks, guys. It sucks. It sucks that they're constantly, I've never seen a team try to do and say so much and do so little. Every single year, it's going to be a constant struggle. What are we going to do with the offensive line? We got to get better receivers. You know what? You want to talk about identity? You want an identity? Go get a quarterback. That's the identity. Get a quarterback. You don't need to worry about identity. That's what the Bears need. Go tank for Trevor. Go finally get the quarterback. I'd rather go 1-15 than go 9-7 and try to go 9-7 and try to go 9-7 every single year. That's just my take.
Thanks, Jeff.
We respect your take. You're wrong.
All right,
come on, man.
We Let's talk about it with Birdsey next. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Coming up at 9, don't miss a True Score tradition. Show transition. When Mully and Haw hand things over to Dan Bernstein.
The power of those guys just unleashing on each other, even though they're teammates, that was like the Coliseum.
You better shut the bank up.
We're good now. Stop. You know, it's okay.
Show transition. Raw interaction between shows at 9, noon, 2, and 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Or radio.com sports station.
What's so great about sports? How about the fact that it changes every day? And Bet River Sportsbook is here to make sports even more fun. If you haven't done it yet, getting started is now just a one-step process. Just get to BetRivers.com, sign up for an account, and activate online. Now you're ready to make bets. Tell your friends, too. It's virtual fun. Don't wait to sign up. I'm loving everything the White Sox are doing. They have been a ton of fun to follow and have a little juice on. I'm all about the Nuggets tonight. And with the NFL right around the corner, sign up for Bet Rivers Illinois Pick'em Contest now with a $50,000 top prize and $100,000 in total prizes. It's absolutely free to play. All you need is an account. It's easy, too. Each week, just pick NFL games straight up. Sign up ends September 13th, so hurry to BetRivers.com, Chicago's hometown sportsbook. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
What gets you revved up? Maybe it's heading toward that next adventure, driving farther and exploring more. Or maybe it's just spending less time worrying and more time doing. Whatever it is, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. With continuous use, it helps keep engine parts clean for a smooth ride and maximizes your mileage to get more life out of every tank. Now that's gas you can feel good about. Go rev up with TriClean Gasoline at your locally owned Citgo station today.
Office Revolution, the official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio, creates beautiful spaces for your corporate headquarters or your home office. If you're working from home, say goodbye to that kitchen chair and makeshift desk, and say hello to professional-grade office furniture delivered direct to your door. If you're returning to the office, let Office Revolution help you create safe and stylish workspaces. Visit OfficeRev.com to receive 10% off your home office order and to learn more about the best in return-to-work solutions.
Hey fans, this season more than ever has taught us the importance of good health. That's why All Proven Winners plants are tested and trialed for years to make sure they're disease-free and healthy, allowing them to flourish in your yard, containers, and patios. As America's number one plant brand, Proven Winners is proud to support the Cubs Radio Home Team Hero Fan of the Game, recognizing first responders and frontline healthcare workers. Remember, a better garden starts with a better plant. Visit ProvenWinners.com today.
Hit a home run with Lakeshore Recycling Systems, who expertly handle your recycling and waste diversion needs. LRS provides innovative construction and demolition removal, roll-off dumpster services, portable restroom rentals, street sweeping, on-site storage rentals, and comprehensive waste and recycling collection services. LRS is the largest independently held waste hauler in the Midwest, with over 920 dedicated employees that work to provide the best possible customer experience. Partner with the all-star Lakeshore Recycling Systems team today and request a quote at LRSRecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
Can the American dream survive these challenging times? Join Roosevelt University for the virtual American Dream Reconsidered Conference, September 14th through the 17th. Experts and activists will share their thoughts on voting rights, racial justice, LGBTQ rights, and more. Presenters include Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, historian Martha Jones, Brave Space Alliance founder Lasaya Wade, and many more. For details, visit roosevelt.edu/American Dream. That's roosevelt.edu/American Dream.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Not valid for any participant of Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
This transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
What a time to be a Chicago baseball fan.